Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, a warning from Tom Homan. Another 9/11 is coming. And that would seem kind of self-evident, but the way that he explains why he believes this and why he's afraid of this is something every American should hear, because it's truly terrifying. Here he is explaining how the 2 million gotaways, we know there are 2 million gotaways because we have sensors in the ground, so we know exactly how many human beings eluded Joe Biden's giveaway. Take a listen.
It's coming. I mean, why did 2 million illegal aliens pay more to get away? They could have paid half of what they paid to cross the border, turn yourselves into a border agent, get released that same day, get a free airline ticket to the city of their choice, get a free hotel room, get 3 meals a day, plus free medical care and work authorization. 2 million people paid more to get away. They didn't want to be vetted. They didn't want to be fingerprinted. Why? This scares the hell out of me. I've been doing this for 40 years. It should have scared the hell out of every American what the Biden administration did. This 2 million known gotaways scares the hell out of me. So I'm convinced something's coming unless we can find them.
Homan is connecting the dots.
Yep.
That's the phrase that we heard about 9/11, is that we had the dots, but we didn't connect them. Homan is connecting the dots. He's making an outstanding, brilliant point here.
If you turn yourself in, there's no background vetting, or almost none. If they can't, the rule that the Biden administration operated under, remember this, if they can't find anything on you in 24 hours or they can't prove you're a terrorist, which often they couldn't because of the time limit, you get let go. Doesn't matter. That's how a hitman who killed 4 in Venezuela was caught at the border, turned himself in, didn't care, and just was let go by the Biden administration with a work permit. So you didn't want to turn yourself in. You didn't want a free hotel room. You didn't want free airfare to wherever you want to go. You didn't want a free phone, and you had to pay the cartels double. Why? They had to, instead of just dropping your rear end off with Joe Biden's welcome wagon, which is what Joe Biden turned the Border Patrol into, they had to sneak you across the border. That cost extra, and you were willing to pay that? There was a reason you didn't want people to know who you were. That's what he's saying. He can, and that's why he says there's another 9/11 coming. Take a listen. He continues. Again, this is Trump's deportation czar, Tom Homan.
They created the biggest national security vulnerability this country's ever seen. Not only did 2 million known gotaways, 2 million people cross the border. We don't know who they are, where they came from. We don't know where they are now. On top of that, even through the legal process, the Biden administration were bringing people unvetted, handing out work visas like they're candy, while they sat here and planned something bad. We are going to be dealing with this for the next 10 years because of the chaos they created in 4 years. We're out there kicking butt. We're arresting a lot of criminal aliens. We're out there looking for the bad guy. And when we're out there doing that, we got protesters assaulting ICE officers. We got members of Congress all over the country going to ICE facilities, raising hell, saying this is your oversight responsibility. Where was the oversight responsibility when 10.5 million illegal aliens came across the border? Where is the oversight responsibility on releasing over 8 million illegal aliens in this country? Where's the oversight responsibility then? This is attack on ICE. This is attack on the Trump administration. We're trying to fix the damage done by Biden.
We don't know where the 2 million are. Why? We don't know who they are. We can't even use the NSA database to find them because we don't know who we're looking for. Can you imagine the catastrophe right now if we had another 9/11? Remember what it did to markets. I mean, we're already in negative growth, negative 0.3. We're already in the first month of recession. Mm-hmm. First quarter of a recession. Excuse me. Look at the bond markets. They're already terrified. They've wobbled twice in the last 2 months. You put all that together, we had an attack right now. We are so vulnerable. It's incredible. And yet, yesterday, and you should go to my X feed and share this with everybody you know. People who are political, they're not political, they don't care, they don't know what side, they're not. Share this. People need to understand the mortal danger Biden and the Democrats have put this country in. Bill Malusian, Fox News, broke this yesterday. ICE announced they have arrested a Tajikistan-born suspected Al-Qaeda member previously released into the U.S. by the Biden administration in March of 2023. They weren't even looking for him. He arrived at the border near San Diego March 23, was paroled into the U.S. despite being charged as an inadmissible alien. Why? He's from Tajikistan. That is a hostile government. And it's a terror-supporting government. We can't vet anyone from there. So, by law, he is supposed to be sent back. He is unvettable. Even if we want to vet him, we cannot do it. Instead, we just released him into the country despite him being an inadmissible alien. ICE just caught up with him in Philadelphia. How did they know to look for him? Because Tajikistan authorities declared him a fugitive and suspected member of a terrorist organization last month and called us up and said, hey, we think you have him. This and what Malusian wrote is this. This highlights the extreme national security concerns associated with the Biden administration's open border policies to mass catch and release millions of foreign nationals who arrived at the border during their tenure. Arresting individuals, this is the ICE statement, linked to a terrorist organization like Al-Qaeda reaffirms our unwavering commitment to safeguard the homeland. There's 2 million. We got one yesterday. We got one.
2 million. And how many did it take to do 9/11?
A couple dozen, basically.
19.
Yeah.
19.
You count the Saudi officials in the embassies,
well,
a few more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always count them. But yeah, no. So what a mess. This is the stakes. And he explained yesterday. Okay. So we have in Minnesota, I don't know if you got to see the video of what happened in Minnesota yesterday to really appreciate it. It's all over ICE, all over X, excuse me, look it up. They were doing a drug raid that, yes, was connected to the cartels. There was FBI. It was an FBI raid. Rumor got out in, because Minnesota is very liberal, local media that there was an ICE raid. I want you to see, there's so much video of it online, you can find it easily. I want you to go look at this. The FBI, it's their SWAT team, basically. The FBI was almost overwhelmed by the crowd. The SWAT guys, these are tough guys. They barely escaped. They're being slapped, punched, hit, kicked. They barely held them off yesterday after local media said it was going to be an ICE raid. They tried to stand between the FBI and the target, not even fully understanding the target. It ended up being, it was basically a cartel drug and money laundering operation. Cartel connect, it's a better way to put it. There were also U.S. folks involved in it, citizens involved in it. An absolute street brawl ensued. That's how weaponized these Democrats are.
Well, there's also government officials who are breaking the law by informing the public on these operations that are going on. I mean, because that's it. You've got to have an inside person to get that information out there. So you've got liberal, progressive, secularist Democrats who are doing this, who are putting lives at risk, both the lives of the officers as well as the lives of the public. Because if something goes south, if it goes sideways in a hurry, innocent people could be killed.
Someone's going to be killed.
Yeah, eventually what's going to happen.
If you watch the video, I want you to see the violence of the crowd. This is not just them shouting their stupid slogans. This is them. Again, the FBI SWAT team could barely hold them off in a street riot. And so what they do, they call for violence over and over again, repeat the lies about the Gestapo. And then as Newsbusters, which is a right-wing site, has documented, the mainstream media does not show the resulting raids at all. I mean, riots at all. They do not show the Democrat violence because they know how damaging that is. And again, I opened the show yesterday with this. This is the Democrat leader in Congress, Hakeem Jeffries, trying to get ICE killed. This is what they're telling them.
This is not the Soviet Union. We're not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s. And every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will, of course, be identified. That, in fact, is the law. And we're going to make
sure. He's talking about the fact that ICE has taken to wearing face coverings. These Democrat lunatics yesterday who attacked the FBI SWAT team were completely face covered. So they don't want to play by the rules. They want to beat you, kick you, spit at you, throw glass bottles at you. That happened yesterday, too. And they don't want to be identified. Unbelievable.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Trump travel ban is back. He's not taking it anymore. And the left is in mourning. They say they don't even think anybody will show up at the airports this time. Remember last time he tried it? You had left-wing mobs at the airports. Not this time. Folks, we need this. We need this yesterday. We cannot continue doing this. It's too dangerous. Mike Johnson often gets it wrong, but he didn't yesterday. Here's how he sounded, talking about what are the Democrat Party going to call this Egyptian man, the Colorado man? Try to save him?
According to DHS, Solomon, this criminal, this violent, sick individual that did this stuff over the weekend, applied for a tourist visa in 2022. He applied for asylum. He's been living in the U.S. on an expired visa since March of 2023. If you apply Democrat logic to this case, Solomon was one of their constituents, as they say, and under their framing, he was just a Colorado man, right? But when you see Democrats ramping up attacks on ICE agents and storming ICE detention facilities and calling for the dismantlement of ICE, just know that this is who they're defending. This is the result.
So Trump announced the travel ban yesterday. No apologies whatsoever. And said, look, we just had a terror attack. We had an attack by one of Biden's illegal immigrants. By the way, Stephen Miller saying overnight, his entire family is here illegally too. They all overstayed their visas. Unbelievable. As a Democrat judge says, no, we must hold on to them. They are precious future Democrat replacement voters. The judge didn't say that, but that's what the judge meant. Here's Representative Dan Goldman saying, no, Trump, he doesn't care about terrorism. We should be able to bring as many Yemenis as here as possible. I mean, after all, since we just decimated their terror training camp, they can't launch another 246 drone strikes on our military vessels or our sea vessels or our trade vessels. They're bored now. I mean, he's somewhere to go. And an American university campus this time of year would be nice. They hate America. We hate America. We have so much in common. And folks, this is what this comes down to, okay? For the Democrats, hating America is not a disqualifier to come here. They look at you as someone they can really learn from, that we should all listen to, uphold, and honor. It is not a stumbling block at all. Here's Representative Dan Goldman yesterday. Even though, folks, we cannot vet people from these 12 nations because their governments are hostile, we cannot call them up and say, we have Muhammad, Muhammad, Muhammad here. Who is Muhammad, Muhammad? Tell us, do you have criminal records? You killed anybody? Part of a terror group? They'll lie to us. They'll lie more if Muhammad Muhammad is part of a terror group. Because the government is too. Here's how Democrats see this, though.
It's pretty consistent with what his quote unquote immigration policy is, which is just essentially to keep anyone who's not white out of the country. And that's what he's trying to do with these massport deportations of people who are going through the asylum process, which is a lawful pathway.
That's Representative Dan Goldman. So if Trump's trying to keep anybody out, it's just because they're not white. Mm-hmm. Folks, you've seen Mohammed Sabri Solomon. If you passed him in a Home Depot, you didn't speak to each other. What race would you say he is? I'm just going to be blunt. He's white. Egypt is not a war-torn nation. There is no reason for him to be here and not there. Other than that, he is a Sunni Muslim and they vote over 90% Democrat. That's what it comes down to for these Democrats. He is as white as me, my parent. I'm probably darker than he is. In fact, I know I am. I'm looking at him. This isn't about race and they know it. But I want you to hear what was going on in his house. What, talking about the family, the five kids and the wife, I want you to hear what they hear. And then you tell me this family shouldn't be sent home. Never mind, by the way, the visa overstay. Never mind that they're here illegally. Never mind. Because for Democrats, that's not a problem. I want you to, I'm going to translate this for you. I'm on the Memory, M-E-M-R-I site where they translate these videos. This is the recording. He recorded as he is driving there to incinerate American Jews. Here we go. Allah is greater than anything. Allah is greater than the Zionist. Allah is greater than America and its weapons. Allah is greater than F-35 planes. Allah is greater than everything else. So why do we fear those who are inferior to Allah rather than fear Allah himself? I'll continue. I wanted you to hear him say Allah Akbar as he does this. If I told my wife and son every day to do something, but they didn't do it, he says, and you could find this on my ex account. I want you to watch this. I would be angry. He says, maybe I would divorce my wife. Maybe I would kick my son out of our home. Then he goes on to say, then what about Allah, who says to us every day dozens of times, Allahu Akbar? He hates America. He hates our military. He's saying this isn't even just about Jews and the Palestinian issue and a disagreement. This is much bigger. This is what those kids have been hearing in their home. You want to keep them here? Find out how that works out? Want to see if they follow in dad's footsteps? Do not forget, he says, Allahu Akbar. Do not forget that Allah is greater than everything, that Allah is greater than America, not the Zionists. America, Britain, Germany, France, only Allah has the right to be feared. He hates us. He hates his country. He hates being here. I say to my mother, my wife, my children, my brothers, my people, he's telling them what to do. This is a guy who knows he may not live through this attack. I attest before Allah and before you, for Allah's messenger and jihad, for Allah's sake, are more beloved to me than you, my family, and the whole world are. This is jihad. Again, the media trying to spin this yesterday. Well, you know, this conflict has a lot of people upset in Gaza. Innocent people have been hurt. Many people are upset. No, that's not what that video is. I want you to watch it. Hates America, hates our military, hates the West. And says, look, I love Allah. I love jihad more than I love my own family. He's telling them you should too. You want to keep these people? I don't know this culture. I don't recognize this culture. This culture is not going to fit with ours. This is what was going on in Terrence Mohammed Sabri Soleiman's home while he was illegally overstaying his visa. This is what he's telling his kids. This is his last message to his children. Kill Jews. Jihad is good. Allah demands they kill Jews. You listen to this, tell me the entire family shouldn't be deported. Out the door, gone. Folks, you don't see this every day. In fact, I've never seen this before. The spokeshack for the Biden administration, chief spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre, the face of the Biden administration when Biden was taking a nap, which was most of the time, says, oh, me? No, I'm not a Democrat anymore. No, I don't want anything to do with those people. They're crazy. Folks, what must the internal polling look like if Karine Jean-Pierre is out of there?
In a new tell-all book, former Biden White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says she has ditched the Democratic Party and is now an independent.
In an era of misinformation, disinformation, the regressiveness of social policy, what we're seeing currently right now, what I have decided to do, and I really have thought long and hard about this, is to follow my own compass. And that's what I've done. And that's what this book does. It's about looking outside of boxes, not just always being in a partisan stance.
Not all Biden officials are buying it, sniping anonymously that she's still spinning, saying, quote, everyone thinks this is a grift. She made a joke about being an independent last year, and now it's a book. All ideas are monetary, even the dumb ones.
Folks, how many months has it been? I mean, it's only June. Joe Biden was in office 5 months ago, and she was at the podium. It hasn't even been 6 months. Because remember, Trump wasn't sworn in to the 20th of January of this year. She didn't even wait 6 months. Now she's telling us, the White House, the Biden White House is broken. Her word, broken. Which is what she spent years lying to us and telling us was actually not the case. Now, we're just shaking our head and laughing, right? Think about what this is going to do to Democrats psychologically. Where they are right now. You can see it in the numbers. Jake Tapper has spent the last month telling you, yeah, we lied to you. Sorry. Should have tried harder. Hey, buy my book. We didn't tell you the truth. How's that working out for old Jake? This is really remarkable. His ratings down 25% since the 28th of April. 25%. As he tells the left, yeah, no, it wasn't true. None of it was true. None of it was true. None of it was true. Over and over and over again. Circle back. Circle back, Saki. MSNBC ratings down 41%. And now Karine Jean-Pierre leaves the Democrat Party. walks away. Their guiding light, the one who came out and told them, no, it's all lies. Everything is great. Now saying the Biden White House is broken. Do you know what this would do to the sheeple? Their entire psychological existence is based on being a Democrat, having that label, believing it makes them smarter and a better person, more informed, smarter, and better. And that if everybody else was more informed, smarter, and better, and just watched their media, everything would be fine, the world would have world peace. And they find out it's fake. It's fake. And she actually says that part of the reason she's converting, she's leaving the Democrat Party, going to be becoming an independent, is because of misinformation.
In an era of misinformation, disinformation, the regressiveness of social policy, what we're seeing currently right now, what I have decided to do, and I really have thought long and hard about this, is to follow.
An era of mis and disinformation. So what she's saying here is, it's all still a lie. We're living through mis and disinformation, and the Democrat Party is conforming their policies to the mis and disinformation. I cannot live a lie. I will become an independent. Cannot live a lie, huh?
He is as sharp as ever, as I have known him to be in my engagement, in my experience with him.
Does the president have the stamina, physically and mentally, do you think, to continue on even after 2024?
Oh, my gosh. He's the president of the United States. You know, I can't even keep up with him. There's been no cover up. Want to be very clear about that. It would be wrong to think that the border is open. It is not open.
Is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No. I think you all have called this the cheap fakes video, and that's exactly what they are. They are cheap fakes video. They are done in bad faith. As the president said earlier today, his unwavering focus is on continuing to lower costs for families, and that's going to be our focus. We're going to continue to do that.
But yeah, it's the mis and disinformation. She just can't put up with it anymore. Texter writes, she's trying to save her future political career. You know what this tells you? Simply fleeing your association with Joe Biden and the toxicity of that presidency is not enough. You have to flee the entire party less than 6 months after you were at the podium telling all the sheeple that we are the way, the truth, and the light. Which makes that all a lie. Texter writes, it doesn't matter when the GOP is as weak as it is. Yeah, I got to tell you, if I heard Charlie say this the other day, and it was right. He's right on about this. It's as if they're trying to lose. Talking about the Republicans in Congress, not Trump. It's as if they're trying to lose. Look, they got a real problem right now. And a lot of people are mad at Elon Musk. But what is Elon Musk doing, really? He's saying true things. We should be able to do that. He's not wrong. And we're having a silly little fight about, well, the Congressional Budget Office says that the big, beautiful bills will run up the deficit $2.5 billion. Everybody's saying what the Congressional Budget Office lies. They're a bunch of Democrats. They get it wrong. True. Indisputable. They're right. The problem is that the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget and Penn Wharton Budget Business School, their budget model, and the Conservative Tax Foundation are all saying the same thing. Their numbers are a little lower. We'll go with the most conservative organization, Tax Foundation, which normally Republicans love to quote. How much money does the big, beautiful bill add to the deficit over what Biden spent? About $250 billion. Biggest ever. Except that year with COVID, which was also Trump's budget deficit. In fact, folks, this bill will make Trump's deficits the number one and number two highest ever. Belong to Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. Biden owns 3, 4, and 5 if this passes. Elon Musk is not wrong, and telling him to shut up is not the answer. It's not the answer. And when you gave a speech as recently as the State of the Union about how you were going to cut stuff, Trump did that. They didn't call it State of the Union, but, you know. When you said as a party, hey, we'll pass the Democrats' bill, spending bill, one more time in November, including funding for censoring conservatives. But don't worry, we'll fix it when Trump's in office and you go one worse. The answer is not Elon Musk should shut up. The answer is, how can we fix this? That's the answer. And there aren't a lot of good ways, unfortunately. I think Trump needs to just fess up about that at this point. Look, this is all I can get through. I know it's scary. And folks, it is scary. Musk is not wrong. Neither is Jamie Dimon. You put this out there, the bond market may wobble again. It's done it twice in the last 2 months. As bond buyers, you know what we're afraid? You know what the fear is here? The fear is bond buyers will freak and they'll start dumping bonds. That happens. That's the debt crisis we're talking about. It could happen. But the only way to get Trump's agenda through is to risk that. We need to stop yanking people's chains. Just say the truth. Say true things. It's okay if Musk says true things. They need to combat him by saying more true things. Texter nails this. This is absolutely brilliant. On the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Tara, I think these Democrats leaving the party is just a stunt to make the voters that flipped to Republican back their candidates. Yes, remember when Democrats tell a lie? Many times it's not just in one phase. It is what is called a narrative, like a story. So you got to build the base phase. This is chapter one. And then you build on it till you get a bigger, better lie. You know what's really interesting? The overlap between Jake Tapper's lies, and I'm calling him fake Tapper now. Jake Tapper of CNN, whose book right now is number one in the country, but whose ratings are down 25% since the 28th of April when he started talking about, hey, we kind of lied to you about Joe Biden. They are testing the messages for 2028. What are they working up to this?
One of the things we discovered when we did this book, Original Sin, me and Alex Thompson, is there's a senator, Senator Bennett from Colorado, who went to an event in June 2024 where Biden seemed non-functioning, and he left that event, and this is in the book, thinking this is why our border policy, our immigration policy is such a mess. This guy can't manage the portfolio. They're competing groups within the administration, and he's not.
See? No, we're just like Trump. We didn't mean to let all these terrorists in. No. Oh, no. It's just Biden was senile and the border was accidentally open. Hey, vote for us. We'll close it. Totally. Trust us. That's what they're working up to. That's it. It's what she's doing too. Karine Jean-Pierre, same thing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.